This is Carpe Diem, written by Firecat and read by Tipsy Kitty. Mobius's TVA travel agency, Vincennes Tempus in Eternum. Do you feel like life is passing you by? Do you want to know how to live every day as if it's your last? No need to learn meditation. Why stare at your navel when you can discover how to appreciate life up close and personal by experiencing a real apocalypse? Krakatoa, Pompeii, the San Francisco earthquake of 1906. And without the danger, so you can come home safe and sound to enjoy your newfound appreciation of all you have. The potential customer was tall, dark, and furtive. He had backed through the door from the street, watching for pursuers. Knees bent, arms in a defensive posture, he turned in a circle, examining every corner of the small waiting room, as if enemies might be lying in wait. Apparently finding no threats, he straightened up and flipped his long curly hair back over his head, letting out a sharp sigh. Only then did he approach the desk, set in the middle of the room's single cubicle. Mobius assessed him with rising interest. Immediately, Mobius decided he should not rise to greet the man. He didn't want to appear threatening. He knew the potential customer would be more at ease if Mobius remained behind his desk, behind the partial barrier of the computer terminal. Mobius broke out a 75-watt incandescent smile. 100 watts would be too bright, he judged. Hello, I'm Mobius M. Mobius, proprietor of the TVA Travel Agency. Can I help you book an adventure today? Mobius, said the potential customer. Is that you? He leaned down to peer quizzically into Mobius's face. Mobius had always been good at reading micro-expressions, the tiny shifts of face and body that betrayed the feeling even of the most cautious poker player. It was an important skill for someone in sales. The flash of disappointment he saw briefly in the potential customer's eyes told him the man had not found what he was looking for in his face. But the expression was quickly gone. There was a new expression on the man's face now. Shrewd and determined. Tell me something, the potential customer said. Do you ever book one-way journeys? He had an accent, but Mobius could not place it. If asked to describe it, he would only have said, not from around here. Mobius smiled brightly. Why don't you have a seat, mister? Loaf Underhill, the man said, looking very uncomfortable. He perched on the very edge of one of the customer chairs. Two of these were against the cubicle wall, just to the left of the gap that served as an entrance. That position seemed to bestow on customers a greater sense of privacy. Mobius sat upright, too. With a different potential customer, he might have leaned back, body language open and expansive, subtly communicating, I'm prepared to take my time with you. But this customer wasn't relaxed enough for that. He was even using a false name. Mr. Underhill, let me explain how our agency works, he began. The man, seeming less like a potential customer every time he opened his mouth, cut him off. I'm not here for a guided tour to Pompeii. Been there, done that. Freed the goats. Magicked the volcanic ash out of my hair. What I want to know is whether you can come with me to an apocalypse, and then send me on to another one. An open jaw tour. That's an intriguing idea, Mobius said. Hope flashed in the stranger's keen eye, and curiosity. Both encouraged Mobius to elaborate on the thought, but as he spoke, he realized that the proposal was unlikely to be viable. We haven't developed a tour like that. Most clients find one apocalypse sufficient to renew their appreciation of life, and a multiple apocalypse tour might, well, there would be an increased risk of post-traumatic stress disorder, as you may know. The potential client made a strained, scoffing sound. We have that risk well managed on the tours we offer, of course, Mobius went on, breaking out his standard spiel on the subject. We maintain a ratio of one counselor to every 5 guests, and that's generally sufficient. We are ranked at 4.5 stars on the Wellness Journey's review boards.
7 hells! Shut up!
Snapped the very likely not a potential customer at this point. An angry green aura briefly enveloped him. Mobius's body suddenly prickled all over, as if he'd shuffled around a very large expanse of carpet and then touched a lamppost. Mobius was momentarily taken aback by the outburst, and he opened his mouth to snap back. But his social instincts kicked in, and he swallowed the reply. The man's fear and haste were based on something real. It wasn't the mundane concern of an ordinary client who had taken in a little too much pop psychology. He became even more intrigued. Was Mr. Underhill running from someone or something? He wondered. Then the idea struck him. Or was he running toward something? He watched in fascination as the man raised one lopsided eyebrow, and his expression shifted from haughty rage to pained regret. He seemed to fold in on himself then, finally letting the back of the chair take some of his weight. I'm sorry, Mr. Mobius, he said. His voice was soft now, slightly hoarse. I confess I'm at my wit's end. And to be honest, you remind me of a friend of mine, and I overstepped. He sprang to his feet, and would have been at the front door in seconds. But Mobius, moving more swiftly than he remembered having done in years, leaped from behind his desk and caught the man's arm before he made it out of the cubicle. They were momentarily frozen in a panorama, Mobius clutching the arm, the distressed man half turned toward him, eyes pointed in one direction, feet in the other. His gaze was directed at their point of contact, Mobius's hand on his arm. Then the man was looking him in the face, his own expression full of longing and loss. Mobius watched a tear form at the corner of his blue-green eye. Mobius wasn't a particularly touchy-feely guy. He had never wanted anything so much as he wanted now to put his arms around this stranger, cart his fingers through the damp, dark curls, and tell him it was going to be all right. I've heard of people meeting someone and feeling like they already knew them. I never quite believed it, he told himself. And his instincts had never been so fiercely at war with his common sense. He led the man back to the customer chair. This time Mobius sat next to him instead of resuming his seat behind the desk. He let go of the arm, but not of the longing. Tell me what you need, Mr. Underhill, and I'll do my best to help, Mobius said. Who are you? His heart cried silently. How is it that you touch me so deeply? He was reminded then. It seemed he hadn't really thought about it for years. Why he had started the agency in the first place. Yes, finding the strange piece of tech, the hand-sized device that made his work possible, was at the center of it. But beyond that, he'd been excited to develop the product, the Apocalypse Tours, because they gave him the opportunity to work with people in a unique way. People who signed up for TVA tours were open, creative, observant, interesting people, and some of them were at dark points in their lives. It wasn't just marketing hype. Quite a few clients had told him the journeys had changed them. Now the multiverse had brought him another such person. It would be narrow-minded of him not to seize the opportunity. He found himself grasping the man's forearm again. What brings you here, Mr. Underhill? Tell me. The man looked down at Mobius's hand on his arm, then into his face. He too was moved, the cant of his eyebrow was saying. He was moved, and determined, and lost, needing a sympathetic ear, however temporarily. Never mind, Underhill. My name's really Lofison. Call me Loki. Loki Lofison. Mobius repeated. The name didn't mean anything to him. I'm afraid it's all going to sound rather far-fetched, Loki said, a lopsided grin appearing on his face. But my friend was an open-minded fellow, and perhaps you are as well. The end.